Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Ron Gant. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting fifth. The catcher, Eli Marrero. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Mabry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Darren Oliver. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Ordaz. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Darren Oliver. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Woodard. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Steve Woodard. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kelly hits a line drive beyond second. Vina can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gant takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes Kelly. The throw from Matheny and he is out, Cirillo applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lankford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vina hits a line drive into right field. Mabry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cirillo hits a line drive off the glove of Tatis, and into shallow left field. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burnitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Marrero hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mabry strikes out. Two outs. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tatis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Grissom hits a line drive towards third. Tatis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darren Oliver is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Luis Ordaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ordaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Kelly. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gant is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gant hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McGwire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGwire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Woodard is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Woodard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vina is 0-for-1 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Tatis, and into shallow left field. Vina reaches second base with a double. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Loretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Loretta hits a fly ball into right field. Mabry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vina moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cirillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis juggles the ball. That's an error on Tatis. Vina scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cardinals. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cirillo. The throw from Marrero and he is safe. Cirillo steals second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jaha hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lankford. Jaha reaches second base with a double. Cirillo scores. That run is unearned. It's Cardinals, 2, Brewers, 2. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jaha scores. Burnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Brewers. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lankford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lankford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 3, Brewers, 3. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mabry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Woodard covering, for the out. Two outs. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 0 for 1 in the game. Tatis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis juggles the ball. That's an error on Tatis. Jackson moves to second. Steve Woodard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodard is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodard bunts towards the mound. Oliver fields it, throws to third for 1, and over to second, double play. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darren Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Ordaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordaz strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly bunts towards the mound. Woodard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Loretta hits a line drive beyond second. Kelly can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Loretta is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zerillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnetz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burnetz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gant strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Willie McGhee pinch hits for Ray Lankford. Willie McGhee is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGhee strikes out. Two outs. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Marrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Marrero takes first base on ball 4. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mabry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mabry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie McGhee now playing center field. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kelly reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 2 in the game. Matheny strikes out. Two outs. Steve Woodard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Woodard is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vina hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodard moves to second. Curtis King now pitching. Tom Lampkin now playing right field. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woodard scores. Vina moves to second. It's 6-3, Brewers. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tatis is 0 for 2 in the game. Tatis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Myers now pitching. Gary Gaetti pinch hits for Tom Lampkin. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Ordaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ordaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eric Plunk now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ordaz moves to second. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Gaetti now playing right field. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 3 in the game. Grissom takes first base on ball 4. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive towards the mound. King reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGwire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McGwire strikes out. 1 out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Marrero is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. John Frascatore now pitching. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 3 in the game. Matheny hits a line drive into center field. McGee picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McGee. Matheny moves to second. Dave Nilsson pinch hits for Eric Plunk. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frascatore fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vina is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vina hits a ball on the ground into center field. McGee picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McGee. Matheny moves to third. Vina moves to second. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Loretta hits a line drive towards short. Ordaz catches it and steps on second to double up Vina. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Placido Polanco pinch hits for John Frascatore. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tatis is hit by the pitch. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Brewers. Brian Jordan pinch hits for Luis Ordaz. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jordan strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.